Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. In June of 2021, I wrote an essay for this show, announcing that I was fed up. Fed up with the sorry state of our language, fed up with misspoken plurals, ridiculous spellings, and impossible pronunciations. I urged the pedants of America to unite and join me in a crusade to fix our language. Nothing happened, of course. If anything, the situation has gotten worse. So here it is, almost 2 years later, and my list is growing. My list of words in English that ought to be changed. Oh, spoiler alert, O-U-G-H-T, ought is one of those words. If the past tense of teach is taught, why isn't the past tense of impeach impot? As in, President Trump was impot twice. Why isn't a beached whale a bought whale? If you bleached some linens last week, why don't you say you blot some linens? Oh, linens. Linens is wrong, too. L-I-N-E-N-S should be pronounced line-ens. The old rule about long pronunciation of a vowel followed by a single consonant is useful. The I in linens should be pronounced as I, linens. But more about O-U-G-H-T. If a baseball player reached first base, why don't we say he wrought first base? Beseech, besought, leached, lot. You see what I mean? The language needs changing. So I will continue my harangue, which, by the way, should be pronounced harangue. The word buoyant bothers me, and it should bother you too. If the B-O-U-Y that bobs in the water is pronounced buoy, then why don't we say buoyant? Why is B-O-U-Y buoy in the first place, and why not a bow-y? At the top of my list today, however, are all those K-N words. What's up with them? K-N-O-W is pronounced no. N-O is also pronounced no. How can K-N and N be the same? It's just wrong, I tell you. K-N-O-W should be canoe, and K-N-E-W should be canoe. But not the canoe that you rode down the river on a spring afternoon, which means that knowledge should be right and not knowledge. If K-N-O-T is not and N-O-T is not, one of them is wrong. The one that starts with a K is wrong, obviously. Not is not not, and it can not be. Why not knee for knee, and knite for night, and knife for knife, knit, knob, knock, knuckle? Come on. It's enough to buckle your knees. Oh, and how about enough? E-N-O-U-G-H is pronounced enough. If O-U-G-H is pronounced uff, why don't we say thuff instead of though, thuffed instead of thought? We should be saying, I really oft to be going. How about a buff on a tree, not a bough? It's not a smoker's cough, but a smoker's cuff. I love your bread. How do you make the duff? It's a sour duff, isn't it? Honey, I bruffed you a loaf of sour duff. This is ridiculous. Our good friend Mark, who is French, and very proud of his excellent English, stayed with us for a summer years ago. He came downstairs one morning and offered to split some wood for the fireplace. I said, it's pronounced wood, as in, I would like some tea. We discussed flood and floor, and roof and good, like wood, and mood and stood, like wood, and hoof and hooves and blood and choo-choo. All words with a double O, all pronounced four different ways. He said, why do you do that? I said, I don't know. So starting right now, let's change that. We can make English safe to speak for the first time ever.